Welcome, besties, to After Bedtime with Big Little Feelings. Today's episode, we are stoked for. We are answering questions from you, our besties. They are spicy. They are toddler questions. They are parenting questions. They are just real life questions. Let's go.
If you follow us on Instagram, you know that Moki, my pug, he is my number one baby. He's my firstborn. I love him so much. But if I'm being really, really honest, ever since having kids, he doesn't get the attention that he used to. I do my best, but there's a lot going on. But one thing that makes me feel really good is we recently switched his food to the farmer's dog. And I cannot tell you how happy this little pug is every morning and every night when he's about to eat. Even my husband commented yesterday, he's like, I've never seen Moki prance around so excited. He loves this food. And I've noticed a difference where he does look happier, he has more energy, he just looks like a healthier dog. The farmer's dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. Honestly, when you pour it, you can tell how real and how clean this food is. In hindsight now, I can really see how like traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed, and they can use so much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, and they're extremely difficult to portion accurately. And if you're using dry food or like store-bought food, no guilt. I did it for a really long time, but I now notice such a difference since I've switched him, which is why I'm here sharing the farmer's dog with you so you can incorporate it into your family. And one little detail that I love, it makes life easier, is the farmer's dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send you the right pre-portioned size specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. This makes it really easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. In fact, dogs at healthy weights can live as much as 16% longer than overweight ones, and that's 2.5 years. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath and even easier digestion and smaller, better poops. Yes, poops matter. A healthy diet isn't just important for humans. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/feelings. Let the farmer's dog know that we sent you. Use our code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
Finally, here we are. It's after bedtime, the kids are asleep, and it is time to get down. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dina. We're the duo behind the ever-popular Instagram account, Big Little Feelings, which helps you navigate all things parenthood.
But this is not a boring parenting podcast. There will be inappropriate jokes, we will be getting down and dirty, so put those babies to bed, and let's have fun.
Kristen, on my way over here, I had the most me realization about what I did in college that literally no one will relate to.
Are we just diving in right now, by the way? We're just diving in. Okay, yeah. Let's start. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
It's so unrelatable.
Okay.
But it's so me.
I can't wait.
Okay, I didn't skip a single class in college. Do you know anyone else who did that? Like, is that insane?
I wish you could bring my husband down here, but he's doing all three of our kids' bedtimes right now, because I moved into his apartment unwillingly when we met. Like, I just moved in 3 days later. So I was like, this is a great location, a lot of light. I love this. Moved everything in, and every morning he would be like, are you going to class? And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? No, that's not for me. See you at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yours is never have I ever not gone to class. And mine was like, never did I ever actually go.
Like, even the nights where I was so drunk, I threw up the night before. Mm-hmm. I was like, 8 a.m., gotta make it to
the class.
You were
still partying, though. Yeah. You were still partying. Yeah. Like, that's a champion, if I may.
Only in year one of college, because then I got a B-, and I revoked all my drinking privileges. I was like, well, can't party and keep up, so you can't drink anymore. You've shown me.
Still cannot relate. Might have been a healthier choice.
You're not wrong. Also, the fact that I didn't skip a class, like, I don't know if that's a healthy, good thing. You know what I mean? It's a trauma response.
Healthy...
That is a trauma response, Javed.
What I'm gathering is we both had trauma responses in different ways, and perhaps a happy medium would have been nice. You know, like, enjoy college, also attend it, also... also have a personal life, skip class, be wild sometime, you know, like happy medium, right?
The happy medium.
Yeah. I don't know that we do that, like either one of us.
That's a goal.
We're really, we're real on the extremes, the two of us.
We sure are.
I think we're working on it every week in therapy.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I work on a lot.
Like, I really have to work on the perfectionism thing, and I'm making a little bit of progress. I'm proud.
That's great. Super proud. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's what my husband has too, but in a different way, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. You guys are like twins. You guys could do a whole episode together just
totally
on like
should.
Debilitating shame perfectionism
it
spiral.
It is a little bit weird how Tyler and I are so similar in so it's many ways, and you and Mike are so similar in so many ways, like
odd.
Little Virgos.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it kind of makes sense.
Speaking of perfectionism, how did you handle this Thanksgiving week? Home with your kids. But right now, Dina and I are sitting together on the Sunday after Thanksgiving week, after bedtime, technically during bedtime, and our husbands are doing that.
I don't know about you.
How did you do?
I am so tired. But the thing is, this is my personality, because I'm the type of person where I have free time, I just kind of go. Like, I don't stop. You know what I mean? So my kids and I have done so many activities over the past days.
But when you say activities, I feel like that's misleading. First of all, you did do activities. You sent me one where you sent me a photo. How dare you, by the way. You sent me a photo. And it was like your kid in this perfect little activity box that you made from scratch. Like, it was like sand and then like a full beach scene, or
dinosaurs. Okay. And a shovel.
All right. And you were like, this is where I'm at today, as if that was like the bare minimum, like this was bad, you know. It's like bare minimum. I'm like really struggling.
But
I'm like,
we're all
on my
different.
Best day, I could never put together a sensory bin. You know what I mean?
But
like,
that's who I am.
I know.
When I'm bone exhausted, you'll know, because I'm pulling out
pulling
the structure out activities, you know? Like, if you just saw that on Instagram and you didn't know me, you'd be like, damn it.
Damn,
like,
she has it all together.
Yeah, exactly. Like, perfection. Ugh.
Yeah.
No. That means I'm so tired that I just need 5 minutes. Like, here you go. You know?
So funny.
I had a great time. And I sipped some coffee for a second.
But then, so after that, then you were like, children's museum. Like, when we say activities, what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like, went to, you know, the little indoor play structure, went to coffee, went to a bakery one day, you know, went to the children's museum, which is so hectic.
Yeah, it's very busy. It's really nice though. Like, when you go on a nice day, it's the best. And especially when it's warm outside, by the way, it's like so nice. But on a hectic day,
that's actually as we were walking out and I'm like, you know, I'm like sweating a little bit. It's been a hectic hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I should just come here on a not weekend.
Yeah, not a weekend. Yeah. That makes sense why you're tired. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you were just like back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, you were out. You were doing stuff. I had the opposite experience this week. And it was honestly very, very nice, because I was just like, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to relax. Then today hit. It was not until Sunday is where it's like, oh my God, we are cooped up in this house. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, how are we going to get to tomorrow? Up until then, though, I really enjoyed the part of just like being home, doing absolutely nothing, letting the kids just like kind of destroy the house. Like, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then today was kind of like, this is the longest day. This was like daylight savings time day,
yeah.
You know, where it was just like, this is a long day. We're
the
ready.
Cold weather does not help.
It does not help. I'm ready for the routine. I'm ready to go back into, like, you know, work, and they go to, you know, school, and we just get back into routine a little bit. I think I'm ready.
I'm ready. Okay, but come over to my house soon for a cookie decorating party.
And like any activities. Okay. Like, if you're ever doing another stay, like, I saw that activity and I was like, wow. I mean, I'll just send them to your house. That's great.
Yeah, please do.
It's great.
When I'm really tired, I will do that for everyone.
That's so wild. And I love it. And I love that about you. I do like what we did today, though, after this like long week home. with our kids. We were supposed to record tomorrow, actually. Yeah. And instead, we texted each other and we're like, hey, you doing anything tonight? You up? You know, one of those out? Just slide into each other's
DMs. What you doing later? You want to hang out with me?
And somehow convinced our husbands to do all of our kids' bedtimes. Mm. And then you came over and made us a glorious charcuterie plate that I am staring at.
We're in Italy. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I've got the olives, you know, the dried meats, the crackers, the cheeses. Like, we're on vacation.
Are we on the Amalfi Coast right now?
We are.
We have champagne
tonight. Oh my! I just want to let you know.
This is so great. And we're really, you know what? I just realized we should stop and celebrate this for 1 second. Is this self-care?
I think we're doing it.
Did we just do it?
This is self-care.
Oh, shit.
This feels nice.
I think people like plan this kind of stuff, which I feel like I'm working on, by the way, different episode. But you and I, at least, we're like the same. At least this is where we're very similar, where we're never going to be like, hey, let's have our charcuterie night in like 6 weeks, right? It's going to be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to record a podcast? Come over and not like have a charcuterie and then like we maybe have champagne and be self-care. Best friends, you know?
Yeah.
We did it. Like, I'm so happy we're here.
I like this.
Oh my God. I'm also really happy because I feel like we have some really good questions tonight.
Me too.
And it's going to be actually like really fun to just chit chat.
Okay, let's get into it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we're big believers that small, easy changes can have big results, and that goes for your skincare routine too. These days, it's so confusing to know what product works for this and that and which work together in what order, so I'm just going to make it easy for you. The Work System from Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, it's high-end skincare that's affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, by the way, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I do not have time to remember a 10-step routine. The Work System is everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Plus, with spring and summer around the corner, I love anything with sunscreen. Their Tinted Glow Wonder Screen with SPF 30 just came out in new shades, and it's amazing. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Dimebeautyco.com. It's about time you've checked out Dime. Besties, you know that after bedtime, this is a podcast where we navigate the wild world of parenting after our little ones have gone to sleep. But we can't forget our other little babies, our furry little troublemakers, our dogs. I have a little pug. His name is Moki and we call him Momo, and he really is my number one baby. He was my first child. And at the same time, as much as we love our pets, we know they can get into some trouble sometimes. Let me tell you about a time that my sweet, sweet baby Moki got into a bit of trouble. My one-year-old was just learning how to do solids. He's practicing. I gave him a huge lamb bone. And the baby, being a baby, accidentally dropped it on the floor. And within seconds, I kid you not, I looked over. Before I could grab it, Moki inhaled the lamb bone all 6 inches in a pug down his throat. It was horrifying. We rushed him to an emergency vet, and thankfully, it was a 3-day journey. He is okay, but trust me, the vet bills, they were no joke. Speaking of which, we wanted to share a message from our partner Spot Pet Insurance, because Spot Pet Insurance plans can offer up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. Which sounds like a game changer and something I wish I had on the Moki Lambone fiasco. Honestly, like, it was bad on top of bad when I got the bill. But now, imagine getting up to 90% cash back on that bill. And the Spot Pet Insurance Plan offers not only coverage for accidents and illness plans, but an optional preventative care benefit as well to help with the cost for routine wellness, vaccines, and more. And if you catch yourself thinking like, is it expensive? Let me tell you, it is probably less expensive than the unexpected $1,800 vet bill that I got served. Go to spotpetinsurance.com today and get a free quote instantly. It's very easy. Disclaimer, paid ad for Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Alrighty, besties, let's get into this. This first question is from Amanda.
Hey, Boo.
Hey, Amanda. Now that my daughter is two, she's really getting into Christmas. I just don't know what to do about Santa. I don't want to spoil the magic for her, but I also can't bring myself to lie. What do you recommend?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
I remember when this started being a thing online, by the way. Like, do you remember?
I mean, Santa might have been canceled.
Like,
yeah, I do remember.
Literally, Santa was canceled.
It was like 2020.
Oh, yeah. It was like, aren't we dealing with enough? It was in the middle of a pandemic. And everyone was suddenly like, if you celebrate Santa and he is a part, you are ruining your children.
You're a liar.
And your child will never believe, you know, you're ruining your relationship. Like, that was wild, y'all.
That was a lot.
Wild. So I think this is like a very valid question. And I also think this is, along with everything else, whatever is best for your family. Yeah. Now, when 100%. People say that, like when my therapist says that, when she's like, well, how do you feel? I'm like, girl, tell me a few roads. You know what I mean? Right. I like to know a few roads at least, and then pick what's best for your family, right? So that's what we're going to do here.
Road one is, you know, kind of the obvious one. You just say that Santa is this guy who comes once a year down the chimney and leaves you the presents.
Yeah, just like
straight up Santa.
1980s Santa, you know, OG Santa. Don't overthink it.
He came on the reindeers. They're on the roof right now. You know, it's not a big deal.
Okay, road two, this is actually the road that I personally do, which is like somewhere in the middle, which is I don't necessarily love my, well, again, only myself, love saying out loud when my kid is like, is Santa real? Because both of mine say that at this point, two of them. I don't love saying out loud, like, yes, he's definitely real. It just, you know, I get what Amanda is saying. I don't necessarily want to literally lie. So I kind of do the thing of like, Santa is just like anything else that's magical, like fairies and unicorns. And he lives in this magical land in blah, blah, blah with the magic. And I just kind of make him this magical figure. And of course, at some point, we're probably going to get to the road where magical equals not real. But for now, that's what feels right to me. And they still get the magic without it having to be like, no, he's not real.
Yeah, exactly. And then we got road three, we just straight up say to them, like, actually, no, it's not real. And it's something that makes a lot of us feel good and makes Christmas and holiday time feel special.
Yeah.
And we can still enjoy it and have fun with it. But no, he's not real.
Yep. And there's like plenty of people who choose that road. There is literally no right road here.
Which, by the way, I've leaned to a little bit more this year.
Really?
For the first time. Yeah. Wow. I have kind of a mix of 2-3 going right now.
I love that. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. And things are not going to be perfect.
The special.
They might not be permanent either. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we just got to pick a road that feels the best and then go with it.
Whatever feels good for you, boo.
Oh, 2020 Santa canceled. That's not it. You know, it's not like we're all ruining everything forever. Like, whatever road feels good to you is going to be good.
Exactly.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Love Merry Instagram. Christmas. Your algorithm's gonna just keep you up at night. Okay. Megan. Hi, Boo. Introducing new baby to daily life with a toddler who is experiencing all the feelings tantrums. That's not really a question. Not that I read it. But we get it. We get it. So Megan is asking how you introduce a new baby to daily life with a toddler who is experiencing all the feelings and tantrums. Oh, girl, Megan. I have such seared memories of sitting outside of an ice cream shop with my, at the time, 4-year-old. So this was when baby T was born, my third. I was sobbing with her in the backseat, sobbing. You saw it, Dina. When you have a kid who is already one that has those bigger feelings anyways, it was hard with both kids. But when you have one that's like maybe more strong-willed or tends to have bigger feelings, it was like an hour at times, you know, and it's not about the new baby. It's about the purple crayon being whatever, or the dog, or it was about nothing. And it was just be, oh my God, it was really hard and heartbreaking. So let's start with that. Yeah. Like, this is hard.
It is hard. It is. It's a huge transition for toddlers. Mm. I mean, they go from being your everything. They get all your care, attention, or even if they're the second kid, like their world gets rocked. What they're used to every day is no longer that. And that is really hard.
Yeah.
We want to help our kids prepare for what's gonna happen, and that means talking about baby coming and that baby's cry, and we're gonna put them down for naps and feed them and show them what it looks like. Like, the more familiar we can get them with what this quote new life is gonna look like, you know, the less scary it is when it actually happens. It helps them transition.
And I think what really sticks out for me is you can do a lot of the things that are out there. Like, you can prep as much as you prep. And then another thing we love to do is called, like, don't blame the baby, right? Which is, if the baby needs to sleep, or if you need to feed the baby and your toddler is like, hey, do you want to play with me, mommy? You won't, you know, don't say, no, I can't play with you right now, I'm feeding the baby, right? Just a really slight shift.
Too loud. The baby's sleeping.
Stop.
The baby's sleeping.
Yeah. So instead, you're going to say something like, it's quiet time in our house, so we're going to be quiet now. Or, I would love to play with you. I need 5 minutes and then I'm going to play with you. This really helps prevent that sort of jealousy and that connection of like, wow, every time I ask mom to do something, or every time I want to do something fun, I can't because of this like terrible little creature. But what I was going with to begin with is you can do a lot of the strategies, and it also can just be really, really hard. And I promise it will end. Like, this, you can sometimes think like, oh my God, I've ruined this. Like, what have I done? It was so good before, and now I just brought this little baby in, and now I've shaken everything up. This is a phase. Like, this is a phase that is so normal. And it will pass. Let them have their big feelings. Let them explode. Like, maybe they just need to let it out because they're just feeling like the same way you are, by the way. You're probably like low-key sobbing at night sometimes. I was right after having a new baby.
Oh my God, Kristen, I just had like a severe flashback of night 3 with my second baby. And I just looked at my husband. I was like, what did we do? Yeah. Like, sobbing. I was like, how are we going to do this?
We've all been there. So like, let our toddlers do that. It's not the end of the world. Just like, you're going to come around. You're going to love this little baby and they're going to be like part of the family. You got to let your toddler go through that too.
Exactly. And it might look different than you think. So just have an open mind and kind of like flow with it as best you can. Because I really thought that when the second one came in, my first one, who's also a big feeler, I thought he was going to have a really hard time at the beginning. Yeah. Turns out the first 3 months were like pretty smooth. Mm. And then all of a sudden it got more rocky. And I was like, oh, here it is.
Yeah. Sometimes it's when the baby becomes like a person and wants to like grab their toys. Yes. And now suddenly, it's different every time.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Megan.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Congratulations. Congratulations, boo-boo. The next question is from Vanessa. Dina, why did you cut your hair? It used to be so long. Thank you, Vanessa.
Wow.
This question. It was really long, by the way.
It was.
A mermaid.
Especially after baby 2.
Yeah.
I just forgot to... No, not forgot. I just couldn't go to the hair place. You know, like I just physically could not do that.
Okay. But it's always been really long.
No, it was... Yeah. It's always been very long.
Yeah.
And then after the second baby, it got really long.
Okay. Like, but then you decide... I mean, what made you decide to cut it like that short, right? We didn't just go back to like normal. Didn't go. I love this. What's coming?
You know what's coming, I think.
I don't know.
I've actually never said this out loud, but
how would I know this?
The honest truth. You were almost there.
Oh my God.
We went on the Today Show.
Okay.
We went on the Today Show.
Okay.
You know what's coming.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is the honest truth.
Okay.
We went on the Today Show, and I was like fairly postpartum still, by the way. Like that was hard, but I was excited. So I showed up. It was like a dream come true to go on with Hoda.
Yeah.
So we do it. And then I FaceTime my mom right after. And she was like, I was like, hey, mom, like we just finished. And she was like, oh, wow, your eyebrows look really thick. Like, interesting. And your hair is just like really long. You should cut at least like 8 inches. And that was the first thing she said. And I was like, oh, And my heart sank. And little me inside was just like, oh, maybe I should cut it all off. And then I did.
This is like another episode of the podcast. Yeah. Because low-key, this happens every time. But now, like, no, you can't put anything on your eyebrows.
No,
either.
I won't let anyone touch my eyebrows.
Nothing.
I will say, however,
yeah.
Progress.
Yes.
Progress.
Yes.
I ended up months later, having a conversation with my mom about it.
Okay.
And it was really healthy and good, where I was like, you know what, mom, this actually happened and that didn't feel great. And we had like this heart to heart about it. And for the first time, she was like, you know what? I totally get that now. Like, that was really bad timing. And I was really proud of her. And we're all growing.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, but now we love the short hair. Like, are we here for the short hair? Like, what's the plan?
You know what? I wanted to change anyways. Okay. I needed a change.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some days I miss it. Yeah. But overall, I like it.
Okay. I feel like for a while, too. I mean, let's make the whole podcast about this, by the way. I love this shit. I feel like for a while, too, you were, like, playing around with the side bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't remember if that was before or after the haircut. Like, you were very into changing your hair in some capacity.
Right.
You know?
Was that in a Britney way, though?
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm reading her book right now. Right? I finally... Okay. I mean, we're really just going to take a segue here. I have to say it for like 5 seconds. I started it. Remember, I couldn't start it because it was like everyone said it was so sad. And I just don't know if I was ready for that. Low key, if we can all pause and talk about Britney's book.
I want to know.
Do you, like, when you think of Britney and the time, do you think, like, oh, she had postpartum depression?
What?
Thank you. I'm reading her
book. My mind's blown.
And when she shaved her head, her baby was 5 months old.
Stop
and
it.
3 months before that, they, like, the husband, Kevin Federline, like, took her babies away from her. So for whatever reason, good or bad, if he took the babies away.
Oh, wow.
And she was 2 months postpartum, okay?
I'm getting chills.
And so when all of that happened and the paparazzi's chasing her with, like, the baby in the lap and saying she's a bad mommy and stuff, all of that happened when she was having, like, debilitating postpartum depression, anxiety,
psychosis. Oh, my God. This makes so much sense, though.
What were we doing?
Why was that not the headline?
We fucked her.
Yeah.
We ruined Britney.
She deserved better than that.
How is it even humanly possible that these men were still, like, chasing her around and ruining her life and people, like, no one was helping her?
No.
I had no idea. Like, I did not literally.
I had no clue.
No correlation, right? Thank you. I just thought she was like, oh, like
fully understand
party girl.
Her shaving her head now. Like, I fully understand.
Like, when she did the umbrella
right.
thing with her shaved head, her baby was 5 months old.
Of course.
She postpartum.
This is crazy.
Anyways, everyone really should read her book because it's actually really, really good, and I feel for her. And
wow, that makes me feel really sad.
I know the book is like very sad, and also like I feel like we as a culture owe it to her to read the book
100%
because like none of us had any idea.
I don't like to read books, but I'm gonna read that.
You don't. You
I like
should
to read straight up research articles.
Buy the audiobook just to support her. You know what I mean?
I sure will,
because Michelle Williams, low-key, like, I love this that we're just completely you're just letting us segue right now, and I love it so much. Dina,
Michelle
I love
Williams?
That
I literally don't know. Is she
okay,
part
sorry.
Of Destiny's Child?
Listener, this is another thing that you don't know about Dina, which is Dina Loki does not know a single celebrity or pop culture reference. Like, I think the other day you didn't know who Kristen Bell was. Like, somebody was describing her in full, just all of it. Like, you know, the girl in Frozen, and she does the voice of Frozen, and then she has this, and like, Hello Bello,
nope.
and Dax
nope.
Shepard, and it's like, not one thing rings a single bell to Dina, and it's my favorite thing about you.
It just
by
doesn't
the way.
Stick. I don't know.
Okay. For the listener, Michelle Williams of Dawson's Creek, that should ring a bell to you. You watch that. Michelle,
not really.
Okay. Michelle Williams, Heath Ledger's wife. I feel like I'm doing her a disservice. She's in a lot of other really great films, too.
She's probably really
amazing.
She
does the voice randomly of Britney Spears in her audiobook.
Huh.
And I won't give too much away. It's just incredible. She does an incredible job when she's like mocking Justin Timberlake. So I'll leave it at that. It's great. Everybody buy the
audiobook.
It doesn't
do much for me, but I'm going to go listen anyways.
Yeah, I think the besties get it. I think the besties get it.
You guys get it.
I guess we should move on to the next question.
Okay, fine.
Okay, this is great.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This question's from Devin. Devin, what's up? My 16-month-old is on a vegetable strike after being on a 3-week vacation and not having the veggies he was used to at home. Sweet potato and zucchini were always safe, and now he won't touch them. Help.
Okay. First of all, congrats on going on a 3-week vacation.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. So, like, whatever happened that was, like, a problem from that, worth it.
Maybe because vacays with toddlers are kind of hard.
Oh, okay. That's
both
true.
It's both.
Okay,
you're right. Magical, a little hard.
Fine. Okay, fair. All right. Here's what we're going to say. Listen, 3 weeks, I mean, this is going to happen whether you went on a vacation or maybe you had a new baby or maybe you were moving. Like, the amount of times that you go through motherhood and you have these periods where things are going to fall off the tracks. Okay, there's not going to be a whole lot of vegetables. They're eating a lot of chicken and fries. There's a lot of screen time, whatever it's going to be. And yeah, that might affect things for a little bit, especially at 16 months old with the eating. You might naturally, by the way, start to be seeing your kid become a pickier eater right now anyway. So it might be because of the vacation. It also could just be because of the age.
Yeah. A lot of them, as they get into that stage, especially, yeah, like, you just start to see they start to prefer carbs and fruits.
The zucchini and the, what was, yeah, the other thing? Sweet potato. That might no longer be the safe food. Now, right, what that doesn't mean is we're not serving zucchini or sweet potatoes anymore because our child doesn't like it. That's not what's true. Now, maybe what the safe food is blueberries, or it's blackberries, or it's some sort of fruit. Maybe it's rice. That's kind of how things start to evolve. You're still going to put the zucchini on the plate, the sweet potato on the plate, the chicken on the plate. You're still exposing them to all of the things, no matter whether they like it, whether they're protesting or not. It's just that maybe that safe food is going to shift into something else.
And Big Little Bestie, if you don't know what a safe food is, by the way, it's a food that you know you're talking, toddler, your kid is comfortable with, something that they generally accept. Just for the record too, this happens almost every time my family comes into town when things are just, ooh, completely off routine, and my family's kind of like, you know, picking and pulling out through the fridge, like, throughout the day, and my kids want whatever they're having, and then 100%. It just, like, totally goes off track. So yeah, 100%. It's gonna happen a lot. And like Kristen said, the main thing is the exposure. And by the way, even if they just touch the foods, mm-hmm, even if they're just seeing it with their eyeballs, mm, that is really important, because if they never see it, it's going to become really unfamiliar. So you just got to keep exposing.
Well, and like, the whole logic of you never know if they're really never going to eat it. The only way you know that they're never going to eat it is by not putting it on their plate, right? 100%. So if you put a tomato on their plate 100 times, you can't without certainty know, like, they might eat that at some point. It might be like 50, 60, 75 times in. You may as well try it. Yes, they might melt down. Yes, they may have a tantrum. Don't let that stop you from putting it on the plate. Again, always knowing they have that safe food. Mm-hmm. So that's always there. And we just expose it no matter what.
Exactly. That's the path to go.
Okay, I'm low key ready to go eat this charcuterie.
I know, me too. We can't crunch while we're here. You
just
know?
Staring at it.
It's staring at me.
And my champagne has ice in it, so like you probably the best. I can't even sip it. Like I feel like the besties heard it one time, maybe. Sorry. but I would like to go. I would love to go have the charcuterie and have some champagne with you.
You got any hot goss?
I have a lot of hot goss of like no, like we don't even. I wish we were those people. I mean, I could talk to you about Bravo, but like, I don't, you know.
You want to talk about my dog going to the dentist?
Let's
do that.
That's the hot goss. Yeah. Big little besties, this was the best.
We love hanging out.
We love hanging out with you. I wish that you guys were here eating a charcuterie with me. Maybe next time everybody could like bring a charcuterie for the listening session.
Oh, we could level it up and plan. Make a plan.
Like for us and the besties.
That's fun.
I don't know if we have that in us. Do we?
For the besties, probably.
Okay, that's fun. Yeah. Okay, so we'll all do a girl dinner next time.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, love you, besties. See you next week.
Big little bestie, today we talked about tantrums, big feelings, sibling jealousy, new baby, and of course, picky eating. And honestly, we just scratched the surface here. There is so much more that we want to unpack with you about the toddler and preschooler years because, wow, so much pops up for all of us. I mean, toddlerhood doesn't come with a manual. I wish it would. And that's why we created Winning the Toddler Stage, the world's best-selling behavioral course that covers everything from discipline to hitting, aggression, sibling issues, sleep, picky eating, and so much more, all in one place. Find this life-saving course at biglittlefeelings.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram where we give helpful tips daily and frankly have the best parenting community in the world. Thank you so much for being here with us. This has been an Odyssey production, executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, produced by Daniela Silva, edited by Bob Tabador, and theme music composed by Liz Full. Then studio lighting designed by Shane Sackett and designed by Jackie Shearman. Special thanks to Odyssey Executive Vice President and Head of Podcasts, Jenna Weiss-Berman. And thank you for being here with us. We can't wait till next week.